Okay, we finished Titus yesterday, and what emerged was that there is a din, halacha lemaisa, that tells us of the opinion that our Titus, are you with me? Our Titus is of the opinion, let's get it down, we do not allow a double drabanon, shvus to shvus Yehuda, for other mitzvahs. What does a double derabbanan mean when I say that? Amin ol nachri, and the goy is doing an issa derabbanan. Yes. So Tosfos sheet is you don't say shuas to shuas, the makom other mitzvahs. What mitzvah does he allow it? Which mitzvah does he allow? What do you say? That for sure. That for sure. We even allow the goy doing an issa derisa. I'm talking about a shuas to shuas. Mila. Why did he say mila? Because mila itself is dalka shabbos if it's a mila bismano. That's Hushita, that's Tosfos. You got that? Let's get it down. Shuas to Shuas b'makom mitzvah, only Letzarach Mila. Letzarach Shar mitzvahs is what? Is Aser. The Ritva and the Kedushi Aran give a different svara why Mila's okay. Why? What's the other svara that Mila's alright? What's the other svara that Mila's alright, Lamaisa? What's the other svara that Mila's alright? Because it's Zman over. What's Zman over mean? You'll lose the opportunity. It's a one time thing, 8 day. Yes? So the two svaras why we could say shus to shus is makam only makam mila. You got me? Two svaras. What are the two svaras? Number one, mila itself is dalka shabbos. What's number two? Mizmana mitzvah is over. What's the shitas of Rambam? The Rambam in Pirik Vav halacha tes in Nichol Shabbos. If you look in the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam writes that shus to shus is mutter the letzorach kol mitzvah. And the Rashi and the Ran say the same thing. Mishem Rabo. It's Lenin, in the name of their Rebbe. And the Tur says the same thing in Shimon Shilam and Ches, B'Shem the Avi Ezri. Okay, so we have this Bachleik to be showing them. Let's get it down. Okay? Halacha L'maisa. We have the Bachleik to be showing them, L'maisa. Our Tosfos is of the opinion, right? Tosfos holds, Shvus, Dishvus, B'Makom, Shus to shus b'makom what? Mila is mutter. Achein, however, the shar mitzvahs is what? Is aser. That's number one. That's one of the two svaras that we said for mila. Mila bismana is what? Docher Shabbos itself, that it shows you already that mila already has a what? Has a little bit of an edge on Shabbos, okay? And therefore, Mila Bismana is Doyka Shabbos. What's number two? What's the second svara? What do we say? That the Zman is over. The Zman is over. What does Zman over mean? The time passes. Okay? Who was that second svara said by? The Ritva and the Grisha Rav. That's the first sheet that we had in our Tosfos yesterday. Okay? That's our Tosfos sheet. Who argues on this? The Rambam. The Rambam and Perevav Alachates and the Rashba and the Ritva B'Shem Rabo and the Tur B'Shem Avi Ezri, right? They say, Lamaisa, Rambam the Shar Rishonim, right? Let's name the Rishonim. What did I say? Who's the Rishonim are that said this? Rambam, Rashba, Ritva B'Shem Rabo, Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva B'Shem Rabo, who else? Who else do we say? The Tur B'Shem who? The Tur B'Shem Avi Ezri. And the Tur B'Shem Avi Ezri. Okay, what do they hold? Mutter Shvus B'Shvus is Mutter L'chol Mitzvahs. Mutter L'chol Mitzvahs. All Mitzvahs is it Mutter. Not just from you. Okay? And the Tur himself Paskins like Shitas Tosfos in the Ramban that it's only Letzarach Mila. V'tur Atzmo Posek Kamohu Kamo Tosfos. That's Lenin. It's Tosfos. It's also the Ramban evidently as well. Tosfos the Ramban Posko Tosfos the Ramban. How does the Machaber Paskin? Let's get this down. How does the Machaber Paskin? Allah Lomaisa. The Machaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Zayin Sif Hei, He quotes both. And the Mishabura quotes a Levush, and then Arab, the Pasuk is like the first day. So the Machaber has 2 days. Machaber has Shnei days. Okay? Yesh Omrim L'chol Mitzvah, Mutter. Yesh Omrim L'what? Rak L'mila. Yesh Omrim Rak L'mila. How does the Mishabura quote Hashem the Levush Neli Araba? Mr. Brura, Hashem Levush, the Eliyahu Rabba says what? Kemo Deir Rishon, that we're making. Okay? That the whole mitzvahs we allow a shus b'shus. Okay, we got that? That's the first, please get it. That's the summary of the sheet, there's Allah Lamaisa. Okay. The second Nikud is, I want you to get down is the Kasa that we had. And I asked Rabbi Sarfati Shlita to this kasha. He doesn't have an answer. But Tosa says that Tosefus Ribui Shurim, which is Midra Banan, is Mutter B'Makom Simchas Yontif. Whereas a Shvus to Shvus, for other mitzvahs, he's not willing to be Mekel. That's a very important chiddush. Why is Tosefus willing to be Mekel when it comes to Tosefus Ribui Shurim, but Amir Lenachri, he's not what? He's not Mekel on Mamaisa. He only is Mekel by Mila. It's an interesting Chiddush. Because we're going to see, Pashup Shah and Taisis is that Ribu Ishurim is the Rabbanan. Okay? So please get that down. Yes, Bench. Go ahead.
When Mechaber quotes 2 days, how do we normally pass
them? Usually Stam, Rachakach, Yeshomrim, we go like the Stam, the first Shita. Not like the Yeshomrim. But here in this situation, he does the same thing. He says Stam, Yeshomrim, and Mishabru follows suit, like the Levush Rabbi, passes the first day. Shus to Shus B'Wakam Mitzvah is considered to be Mutter. So if you hold electricity is Drabanan, if it's like really, really hot, I mean in the summer, air conditioning, maybe you could ask a Goy, if people need the Beis Medrash to be comfortable to learn, you're asking a Goy to turn on electricity. It's a fan. There's no light bulb or anything. If you assume electricity is Drabanan, that's a double Drabanan B'Wakam Mitzvah. So then you could be Mekel. Okay? All right. That's the first Nakuda, please get it. Second Nakuda is the Kasha that we have, that Ribu Yishurim is the Rabbanan, loses out to Simchas Yontif, it's Mutter. So why is the Shus to Shus Machmer by other mitzvahs? Chur, the both the Rabbanans. This is a double the Rabbanan. So shouldn't it be okay? Taisa still says it's awesome. Okay. This brings us to the heart and core of what we have to see today in this topic of Ribu Yishurim. Okay? There's a lot of chidushim we have regarding this. I hope you guys brought the packet in, okay? And this brings us to the following. We saw the Gemara. We have the packet here, Nate. We saw the mice of the Gemara in Erevin about the baby, okay? Tysus quotes the Gemara in Erevin. Please, Jonathan Linder, please put away the computer. It's just a distraction, okay? Dear Maskel Apagav, Tysus writes Beferish, okay? Aryeh. Please, Tosis writes the baby that the hot water spilled out. They asked the Shiloh to Rava, and Rava came along and said that you could cook up the water. I got the mother. That was mashma. What was that mashma? That was mashma for another mitzvah. We don't matter it. What do you mean? It's mashma. We do it. We allow it with another. We allow it with another what? What is in mashma? What is that Gemara in Erev in mashma? That it's mutter for what? The mutter for other mitzvahs. Again, guys, you saw Chazar the Taisus today. What does Taisus say in the beginning of the Taisus when he quotes the Gemara in Erevin? What is he bringing out from the Gemara in Erevin? He's bringing out from the Gemara in Erevin that what? That even though it doesn't say Beferish Yom Mila, it's Mashma that way, and it says Beferish, that we allow what? We allow it for Yishuv Aretz, the Gemara says. So Taisus says for any other mitzvah, Lamaisa, we don't matter you to do a Malacha D'Oraisa. Like it says in Erevin. What does it say in Erevin? What does it say in Erevin? Erevin, the only reason why it's mutter is because you do it through the mother. If you do it through the mother, then it's mutter. If you do it through the mother, it's mutter. Without the mother, it's usher. Why? Because it's another mitzvah. It's not Yishuv Aretz. Okay. So let's focus on this Gemara now for the moment now. Okay? Nechleku HaRishonim. Whether the din of Ribu Yishurim is Nisid Yerayis or Nisid Rabbanan. You might have a heter to do something that's Asar on Shabbos. You have a heter to do it, but you'd say you have a little bit of water. You add too much water on. Is that the rice or not? So why don't you get down in your notes. Tosfos Menachos, which we're going to see. Tosfos Menachos holds Beferish that it's Nisid Rabbanan. Okay? The Ran in Beya, which we're going to see, God willing, quotes the Ri in the Rashbah, that it's Nisid Rabbanan. So you have a Beferish of Nisid Rishonin by the din of Ribui Shirim. Ribui Shirim. Okay? Tosfos Menachos. Who else? Who else holds like this? The Rashba, the Ri, hold what? That it is an Issur Derabbanan. Do you know what the institution of Ribui Shirim is? You have a heter to do something for one shir, but you add on to it. That's an Issur Derabbanan. However, Lemaisa, the Ran asks on it. The Ran says, I can't believe this. Look, let's look at the Gemara Menachos. Everyone got it? Take a look at Gemara Menachos, Samach Dalam and Aleph. Let's see inside. Arya read. Boy Rabba, go ahead.
Boy
Rabba. Rabba had a Shiloh. Okay, please look inside. Yehuda, you have your Gemara Menachos? Let's take a look. Azriel, do you have it? Come on, guys, look inside. Boy Rabba, go ahead.
There
was a sick person that was diagnosed. They have two figs. Go ahead. And there are two grogos. One fig on one branch, another fig on another branch. That's what that means. Go ahead. And you have three on one branch. So in total, how many branches are there? There are three branches. Right? One has one, and one has three. Yes? So I have two choices. Do Katsira twice and get the number two, or do Katsira once and get the number three, which will be Ribui Shurim, because that's more than what I need. Go ahead. Which one should I do? Go ahead. Should I do two, or should I what? Oh, or maybe I should do three, because I'm minimizing the what? How many ktsir I have to do. Yes? Benji, are you with me? That's the shiloh. Go ahead. Done. The Gemara says you do one ktsir once, even though there's an extra shear. Yes? The Ron asks, get this, guys. If you hold Ribu Shir, Mr. Rabbanan Eliezer, what on earth is this shiloh? Nate. What do you do? You ask me a shiloh, Rebbe, should I do an Issur Rabbanan or Issur Rice? Are you kidding me? What kind of shiloh is that? You do the Issur Rabbanan. He asks on these Rishonim that hold the Ribui Shirim is the Rabbanan. How can he ask such a shiloh? The Gemara Menachos is a Pella. The Ron says they're dead wrong. The Ron says if Ribui Shirim is the Rabbanan, what kind of Havamin is that? I understand that, but that's in the answer. It's so cheap that don't even ask the shiloh. Rabba was a Gavel. Rabba was an Amira. They only ask shilohs when there's a little bit of a tutstadim. But what was the shiloh on? It's a good horror. I thought I was thinking it myself, but the shiloh's on the shiloh. What kind of shiloh is that? It's good horror, you guys are saying. But the bottom line is Rabba was an utter gadol. They asked Rabba the shiloh, and he answers it. Why would he oppose such a shiloh? Rabba was an utter gadol. So the Ron says, you're dead wrong. Get it down. The Ron says, Ribu Shir must be an Issur D'oraisa. In the yeshivas, what I mean in the yeshivas, I mean in the yeshivas in the world, on the planet Earth, in the yeshivas in Lomdis, in Beis Medrash, everyone recognizes this machlokes as a Ran Rashbah, whether Ribu Shir is D'oraisa or Rabbanan. Okay? We're writing on the board, though, Tosfos Menachos holds his Beferish the Rabbanan as well. Our Tosfos also probably holds the Rabbanan. Let's hold it the Rishash in the Karni Reim. Rishash and the Karni Reim learn differently. They hold that it's an Issur D'oraisa in our Tosfos. But the Pashtus is always known in the Yeshivas Machlokes Ran Rashbah. Okay? So this is a bomb kasha the Ron asks, and that leads the Ron to say you're wrong. Therefore, the Ron says that Ribui Shirim is an Issur D'oraisa. Okay? And the Ron says, Halacha L'maisa, the Ron says, well, what do you do with all the Gemaras in the end of our Tosfos that say what? What does our Gemara say? You have a big pot. All you need is one piece of meat. You can load it up with meat, yes? You only need a pitcher of water. You can load it up with water. Then there's a third case that Aryeh asked me in Seder. The Gemara, in I think, in Bay Yud Zayin Amud Aleph also has bread. You put one bread in the other. You could put loads of bread. Because you didn't have that case. Why is that case okay? That's on Yontif. That's Beferish that it's mutter. Why is that okay? Get that down in your notes. Why is that okay? We're going to see it inside. We're going to have a letter. Why is it okay? Because Yontif, are you allowed to cook? What's that called? A Hutra. Do you guys know the difference between Hutra and Techuya? What is the difference between the two Yehuda? When you engage in what? In cooking anyot, is it Hutra? Is it completely mutter? Or is it just suspended in midair? The issue is there. When you save someone's life on Shabbos, Pekuach Nefesh, is it a Hutra? Do I have a mandate to minimize the Chil Shabbos? If it's Hutra, I don't. If I hold that what? That it's a Dechuya, it's suspended in midair, and I have a mandate. Let's say you want to watch for a Chol Hashem Posakana. Pekuach Nefesh is mutter. Are you allowed to turn the air conditioning on to make it more comfortable? Maybe if it's a Hutra, you're allowed to. If it's a Dechuya, you're probably not allowed to. He's not going to die. You understand this? You got this down, you to write that down. That is the difference between Hutra and Dechuya. So says the Ron, don't ask me from all these Gemaras that I just mentioned. Because those Gemaras are based on the fact that Ochel Nefesh on Yontem is a what? Is a what? Is a Hutra. The door is totally open. If I have a heter to cook, I can cook one piece of meat, I can throw 50 in. If I cook one pitcher of water, I can do all the water. It's a complete Hutra. So the Ron says, don't bother me with that concept. Yontif shiny. Yontif is shiny. If I have a heter to cook, anything I build upon that is going to be mutter. There's no iser. Whereas Bishol on Shabbos, what is it? Nay. Bishol on Shabbos is a dechuya for a chola. And therefore, whatever is mutter for people, whatever is mutter, anything above that is going to be what? An iser d'oraisa, according to the Ron. Therefore, the Ron argues on the first shita. Obviously, what's the next thing I'm going to say? We're going to have to answer that kasha for the first shita. Okay? So let's get to it right now. How would we answer? Get it down. Benji, are you with me? This is all stickle turn. I'm thinking about talking about the Shabbos Agon. I'm not sure. Lamais. Because Pesach is a yontif. People forget that. It is a yontif. Because they focus on matzah, chametz, but it's also, it has the denim of regular yontif. Of Shavuos, of Sukkos, about cooking, right? You have the heter of cooking. You have the heter of cooking, halacha l'maisa. That's one of the reasons why we said you can't have the goy at the Seder. What's one of the reasons why you can't have the goy at the Seder? Because why? Because you might cook a what special dish for the goy? Lachem v'lo lachem. Nate, you follow me? That's a regular din of yontif. Okay. I want you to get the answer. It's a very, very sharp answer. Sfasemis says in Beya, Animanachas and the Kiran Orim, Mesechus Shabbos, on Kuflam and Zayin Amad Aleph. Sfasemis is in Beya, Zayin Amad Aleph, Menachas Amad Aleph, and the Kiran Orim says they answer the following kasha. The suffix in the Gemara is like this. You know, when you have to do the two cuttings, why am I doing the two cuttings? Why am I doing them? I'm doing them for a chola. I have a heter. He needs two figs. So each cutting I'm due, I have a heter. The bottom line is, when you do debit or credit, when you do an accounting of it, the cheshbon at the end of the day, did I do anything wrong at all? Yes or no? I did nothing wrong when I did the two cuttings. But when I do the one cutting with three berries, three figs, at the end of the day, at the bottom of the ledger, did I do something wrong? Yes or no? Did I do something wrong, guys? I have an extra beard. That's awesome. That's the Gemara Shaila. Even though you might tell me one's D'oraisa and one's D'rabbanan, two Katsiras are D'oraisa, and Ribu Shurim is D'rabbanan, but at least the two cuttings have a heter of a chayla, and therefore, the Gemara presents a Havamina, and maybe it's better to do the two cuttings rather than one cut, because at the end of the day, the ledger says I did an Isser. Now, what's the answer in the Gemara? Rava says, that's nuts. He says, Pshita, that's not true. You do the one cutting with what? With the third berry. But at least as a Havamina, I want you to get this down, at least as a Havamina of a Shaila, you could present to say that it's better to do the two cuttings because I have a heter of a chayla. You follow what I'm saying? I have a heter of a chayla. And the Ron doesn't buy that. The Ron says, Lamaisa, as I think Eliezer might have said in Seder, or Arya said in Seder, come on, Rebbe, you don't have to do Katsira twice. You don't have to do the Katsira twice. If you do one Katsira with three berries, Lamaisa, there's no real reason to do Katsira twice. You already have the two of figs that all you need. So Rava says that's ridiculous. But at least as a Havamina, At least as a havamina, someone could suggest, let's get it down, Levi. And the notes, even though you don't have room in the Gemara, you have a paper, Levi. You follow what I'm saying? That's the Kiddush that we want to bring out. As a havamina, you could say at the end of the day, on the ledger, I did nothing wrong. I did something wrong when I have an extra fig. The Gemara Rava says that's ridiculous. It's always better to do one malacha rather than what? Than do it twice. But that will answer who? That answers the first sheet I wrote on the board. That Ribu Shum is the Rabbanan. Okay? That answers that sheet very, very well. Halacha L'maisa. It's a very, very interesting answer. But L'maisa, it comes out, L'maisa, that this is what? This is a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush in this what? In this din. Okay? So please get that down. So what emerges is, it's a major machlokes whether Ribu Shirim is what? Is the Raisa, is Nisid the Raisa or Nisid the Rabbanan? Major machlokes. And we're answering it, L'maisa, like Abi this. Now let's look at the Taisa Menachas inside. Go ahead, Aryeh. Look at the Taisa Menachas. I did not underline the last Taisa. Go ahead, Stein. Guys, look inside. Lo what?
Lo Matzi L'Mishita.
Why can't you answer the Shaila from the Gemara in Beya? Go ahead. You can fill it up even though you know one picture. Go ahead. Yontif is more makel. What do you mean yontif? Tekil. What's tekil mean? It's more makel because you can cook on yontif. Go ahead. Below what? Oh, you have no head to cook on Shabbos. Go ahead. Hanami. That's what we saw yesterday, right? However, the Bahag, and this is a sheet to Nav, Afilu. Oh, now that's the Bahag sheet. Nicha, it's good. Why? He writes black on white that Tosefus Ribu Shurim is the Rabbanan. He wrote it black on white. And you have to say it's Meis Leis, according to the Bahag. Because why? Then you have a Heter of a Pichu of a Nefesh. So you do that through the mother, a Ribu Shurim for the baby is the Rabbanan. But Makom Mila is Mutter. He says it black on white. And therefore that last sheet to get down is the Bahag. So the Pashup Shad is the Bahag also holds. And Taisa Menachas says, Beferish Ribu Shurim is the Rabbanan. That's the Pashup Shad. So you have to know the background in order to understand that Taisa. When he says, Afilai De Yisrael, you have to say it was Meis Leis, and you have to head to ask the mother. Alpi Alok. Okay. Now this brings us to the following. Let's get it, guys. This brings us to the following. Comes out, L'maisa, comes out that we have a blatant stira. What's the blatant stira? What's the blatant stira that we have? That the Gemara in Maseches Beis says that you can what? You can add on as much as you want with the meat and the water and the bread. What does the Gemara say in Menachos? That it's what? It's usher to add on. Okay? It's usher to add on. Before we get to the Rabbanan and the Raisa, right? It's just one Gemara says Mutter, one Gemara says Aser. There are three ways to answer this. I want you to get down this theory. Three ways. What are the three ways to answer this theory? Number one, Taisa Menachos from the Ran and Beis B'Shem the Ri, which you're going to see inside the letter, that the whole thing is Rabbanan, like Nate said. And what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Shabbos is much more Chamor, because what's the punishment for Shabbos?
Misa.
What type of Misa?
Skila.
And therefore, the Rabbanan said there's an issue of Rabbanan Ribu Shurim. But on Yom Tov, what is the punishment on Yom Tov to do a malacha? Malchus. You don't get Misa. It's still bad, but it's not. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
You do a malacha on Malchus, and Yom Tov, it's only Malchus. Don't tell me that. I'm not saying that that's great, but it's not. Therefore, it's more kal. Therefore, there was no din of Ribu Shurim. The issue of Rabbanan Ribu Shurim was only said by what? Shabbos and not Yom Tov. Don't ask me a kasha. The Gemara Menachos talking about Shabbos, Warren Yom Tov's talking about, Warren Bay is talking about what? Yontif. You know, some say Maseches Beis is called Maseches Yontif. Whose answer is that? Taisa Menachos, the Ran and Beis Hashem, the Ri. The Ri. Taisa Menachos and the Ri. Second hand. What'd you say?
No kasha
on that. Works well, but I want you to know, Omaisanei, that the punishment on Yontif is only Malchus. That's why there's no Issur Rabbanan, Ribu Shurim. Number two. The Ran himself holds that Ribu Shurim is D'Oraisa. Issur D'Oraisa. So what's the difference? What's the difference, guys? Because on Yom Tov, cooking is a what? Cooking is a what? A hutra. If it's a hutra, therefore, what you have a heter, you can add on to that heter. There's no problem at all. Mashenkein, doing a malach on Shabbos for a chole is what? Is what? What's it called?
Hutra.
No!
Dechuya!
It's a dechuya. Rabban Perifez, that's what you meant, Yosef. Perifez alok aleph. That pikuach nefesh doch in Isra Shabbos, it's a dechuya poshup shot. Even though at the end of the halacha he seems to say hutcher. It's like an internal steam in the Rambam. But poshup shot, the Rambam holds that it's a dechuya. Therefore, guess it, Mishnah quotes, this is the sheet of the Rana. Bay Rashba, therefore, even though the Ribu Shurim is the Eraisa, please get it. Even though Ribu Shurim is the Eraisa, on Shabbos it's only Usher. But on Yom Tif, what? You have a complete hutcher, it's not a problem.
So we don't have to say that the Bahan, we said before that we had to say that the Bahan held that Ribu Shurim is the Rabbana. But can we say that the Bahan holds Ribu Shurim is the Eraisa, and he just holds that Nikah Nabesh is a hutcher?
Could be, but it's very, very, very radical to say hutcher. Is there any sheet that holds hutcher? That we get to right now. Yes. I'm not comfortable with that, what you're saying, but theoretically you could have said it. But I want to pin down, is there any sheet that says Shabbos is a hutcher? Yes. I gave you the Rush. Get it down. The Rush in Yuma, the 8th Perek, Simon Ayudalot, quotes B'Shem Namra Rami Rutenberg, that Bikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is a hutra. Against that Rambam. It is a hutra. It's against that Rambam and against that Ran. Sorry, it's against that Ron. Yeah, it's against that Ron and against that Ron. Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is a hutra. What's the case? There was a man who needed to eat meat on Shabbos. Pikuach Nefesh, who's going to die, God forbid. They had a piece of nevela right in front of him. Sirloin steak. Piece of, from a dead cow, shot dead. What do you have? Eat the steak. You could shech the cow. Shechit is one of the malachas. What do you do? So the Rush quotes the Maharal Mirunberg, you know what you do? You shech the cow. The cow. So, but you're going to be over on the city rice of Shechita. He says, shech the cow. It's better to shech the cow. Why? Shabbos is skila. Nevela is alive, no? What's the answer? Hutra. You're doing nothing wrong by shechting the animal for Pikuach Nefesh. The nevela is in this in the Chefsa. You could have properties in a veil in your belly when the guy eats it. So even though shechit is more chamor, get this down. Even though shechit is more chamor than what? Than the veil, he says you shech the cow. Because he helped Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos was a hutra. This is the Marami Rutenberg, the Rush quotes in Yuma. It's against the what the Ran and the Rambam say. The Ran and the Rambam hold that Shabbos, a Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is what? Is it chuyah. Okay? So how many answers do we have so far? Two answers. But there's an offshoot of the second answer, because the second answer, what was the kasha? Yom Tov allows Ribu Shurim, Gemara Veya, and Gemara Menachos asks Ribu Shurim. Well, the Tosfos says the Menachos, Ribu Shurim is only the Rabbanan. They only make this the Rabbanan on Shabbos, because Shabbos is Nisr Skila, Yom Tov is Nisr, it's only live, it's more colors, they didn't make it. Yes? That's the first answer. Second answer, the Ram Ribu Shurim is derisive. It's derisive. Why does it apply nothing? Because it's hutra. Whereas on Shabbos, the Rambam, the Ram holds the chuyah Pikuach Nefesh. And therefore, it's an issue derisive. Okay, you got that? And that's why you got to do it through the mother. That's against the Rosh B'Shem Arumber that says Pikuach Nefesh Shabbos is a hutra. Yes, Nate?
Do we, we're talking about all things like in terms of like
shechita
and stuff, but also like, you know, when you're like driving to
the
hospital and stuff like that.
Every malacha derisa, correct.
Kuch
nefesh.
Call
the
sheikh like
going back, that's going back from the hospital. Ramosh Allah's even used to derisa. Ramosh Allah's even argued. We're not talking about it. We're talking about stuff you need to do to save the guy's life. Going back is a different sugi. That's a sugi in Bay, not in Bay. No, that's a sugi coming out. It's called Hitiru Sofon Mishum Tchin Lassam. Rav Moshe is even allowing this to be a Raisa to do that. Shlomo Zalman argues, he says only the Rabbanu. If you ever see that Chuvi writes, I'm nervous about arguing against Rav Moshe, I'm in trepidation, but I have no choice. If I feel Bahalacha, he needs to argue, he argues. Please get that down. Whatever we mention, Rav Moshe says even allow this to be a Raisa. Shlomo Zalman said the Rabbanu. Machlekes. Okay. Third terrence now, let's get it. The Ra'ah. Now, the Vayakov quotes Rosh Hashanah, I looked in the tour, it doesn't quote the Ra'ah. Maybe it didn't have the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah, one of the great Rishonim, all the Rishonim according to the Baal Dam Asura are great. He says an ingenious, different answer. I'll tell you why not if it's mutter to fill it up the pot with meat. Why is it mutter to fill up the pot with meat? You know what he says? He says, because the more meat in the pot, the taster the meat is. Wow. The more meat in the pot, the taster the meat is. Therefore, he says the Prichadosh says the same thing in Simon Tov Kuf Gimel. Ribu Shurim is Mutra Nantif. Why? Why is it? Because it's a form of cooking. It's making the what culinary wise, the meat gets better. Comes out according to the raw. Let's say putting more meat in would not make it better. Would it be usher? Yes. It would absolutely be usher. Al pi halacha. So it comes out according to the raw. If you have a woman who has a half a pot of meat on the oven, on the fire, she wants to fill up more of it to get the stuff tastier. Is that okay according to the raw? Yes. According to the Ran, it would not be okay. Because according to the Ran, what's the whole, it might be a big tircha lemaisa. According to the Ran, that might be a big tircha. And according to the Ran lemaisa, we might say that's usher to be mosif in that case. All right? You're allowed to do one thing, you know, you're allowed to do your cooking, but to add extra stuff in, the Ran would not allow it.
He definitely would, because in the case of the bread. We explicitly possibly that you can do an additional tircha to improve the quality of everything around.
That might be by bread levite. So then what's the reason why the Ran asks? The Bach and the Beis Yosef say it's usher. So what's the svara why it's usher? Give me a svara why it's usher. You no longer have the hutra anymore, I guess.
The Ran says specifically that.
No, the Ran will say, I will tell you what it is. Okay, I agree with you. I will be motivated you. Let's say it's not out to tircha. I'll give you a different svara. It's unnecessary bishul. It is absolutely unnecessary bishul. That notion of making it tastier is not acceptable. You have the meat to cook. You have more than enough for your family. There is no reason what. There is no reason what to do. What do you mean the Gemara says it's okay? The Gemara says it's okay because why? That's you do it in one. See, that's what I'm saying to you, Ari. I know, but that's what you're doing in one swoop.
But the case of the bread is not one swoop. Bread is. But that's the idea of the machlokes is by the bread.
And the Gemara says that what?
We posken that you can.
That offsets it. That offsets it.
Right, because it makes it better. So
I'm saying, I understand. The Ran didn't learn the Gemara like that. The Ra learned the Gemara like I told you in Seder, that the notion of taste.
What does the Ran do in the case of the bread?
The notion of taste. What'd you say?
What does the Ran do in the case of the bread?
The bread, Lamice, is the, why is the bread okay?
Yeah, not the Ran. It's not in one scoop. The bread is very specifically multiple tirchas.
So if the bread is okay, Lamice, the bread is okay, why is this not okay?
Yeah.
Why is this not okay? The Bach and the Beis Yosef say it's a machlokes. That according to the Ran, it would be usher to be moisa. What is the svara why it would be usher to be moisa? Because it's an unnecessarily bishul. It's unnecessary bishul.
So what is the Ran doing?
When you are cooking one time, one soup, you have no shiloh like that. But once you stop and do a new cooking, it's totally shalol
l'tzara. But it's not one swoop, and the Gemara says we pasta that you can.
That's what. However you want to answer it, I don't. You don't want to say tirka, say it for a different reason. But that's the mice we want to suggest. Okay, for whatever svar it is, I want to suggest it's a new type of bishul, but it's unnecessary. So it's totally unnecessary. Forget about tirka. It's just nothing. You know what stand them out to doing it for dogs or goyim, lachlevim, lalakim, lachlevim. It's shalol l'tzara klal. Or you're doing it for the Beis HaMikdash. There are three limitations of cooking yantar. Lo akum, klovim, and Beis HaMikdash. Also for no reason at all. Same thing. This is absolutely no reason at all. It's going to make the taste better. We only find that by bread. We don't find that by others. They're all incorporated by everyone. The Ran will say no. Okay, you got that? So how does that answer the kasha name?
And the Rush and the
Rush?
The
Rush doesn't say anything. The Rush is the third answer. No, the Rush was just arguing on that Nakuda that Shabbos and Pikuach Nefesh is a Tchuya. He held his Rosh. That was the offshoot of the second answer. But there's a third answer we just gave. What's the third answer we just gave? That the Rosh says that, again, what was the Kasha? Why on Yontif do we allow one Ribu Shurim and Shabbos we don't allow? Because on Yontif you're making it, it's not Ribu Shurim. It's not extra for no reason. It makes it taste better. Whereas on Shabbos, totally extra that we don't allow. Yes? Now listen to this. According to the Ra'ah, guys, let's get it. We can ask the following kasha. This is what you should have asked, are you? No, well, your kasha is good also. You could have asked another kasha. When you fill up water, that makes it better taste? That's a better taste? That should be usher based on Mar B'Shur. Why is the Gemara say you only need one pitcher worth and you can do the whole bowl, the whole pot? That doesn't make the water any better. You do a half urn, a full urn. The full urn makes the water taste any better? No. Why is that okay? Gemara says that black on white, it's okay. According to the theory of the raw, why is it okay?
Just salting and
adding
more water.
No, regular water. Regular water. You haven't put any salt. The Gemara says regular water, yes. All I need is a pitcher's worth. I'm allowed to do the whole pot. Why is that okay? It's a great kasha. So you know what the raw answers? I want you to get this. It's an amazing answer. He says all the water is all one entity. Since the water is all one entity, it's not like two different berries. or two fruits on one stem. See, the peres and the pieces of meat are two separate entities. Then you could say ribu ishurim, if you're about to two chatichas of basar. But water is all one entity. It's not shayach of ribu ishurim. You follow me? It's not shayach to quantify it. And therefore, there's no difference between whether you do ktsira of a pre-gadol or a pre-katan. Or you shecht a large behemoth or a small behemoth. You think it should make a difference? Oh, let's go get a lamb. Go get a lamb and add a cow. It makes no difference at all because it's all one entity. You know what this is like? This is who this is against? The Michlas Chinuch. Get this down. The Michlas Chinuch Benji, in the Mosuch HaShabbos, Os Lamedes, Mitzvah Lamed Beis, he has a whole discussion on all the Malachas. Well, I went through it all, the Michlas Chinuch. I went through that whole Mosuch HaShabbos. He has a topic on every Malacha. And in Os Lamedes, he says that you better make sure when you shecht the animal, it's a smaller animal. Because I want to minimize the what? The animal that you shecht. The animal that the chola needs, take a calf, not a cow. That's ribu shurim if you shecht too much. According to the Ra'ah, says the Or Sameach Nimribino, what are you talking about? It's all one entity. If it's all one entity, it doesn't make a difference. Shechitas behemi chayvishim netilas neshama, there's no difference whether it's big or small. Well, the Ra'ah is smack against that minchas chinuch. The Ra'ah is smack against that minchas chinuch. Amazing. The Ra'ah is smack against that minchas chinuch. Hasril, you got me? Smack against this minchas chinuch. See, Ari, if you only needs a calf, what do you shecht the cow for? Minchas chinuch says that's wrong. It's ribu shurim. No, it is. It's all one entity. Just like the water is all one entity. It's a very, very strong kasha against the minchas chinuch. I guess the minchas chinuch will say, I don't hold like the Ra'ah. I hold like the first two terutzim. We had three terutzim, right? To the stira. Yes? Again, yeah, what are the three terutzim? Number one, what? Yisrael Rabbanim is only said by what? Shabbos and Ayantiv. Number two is that Hutra, cooking at Nebz Hutra, Shabbos is Choyl is a Tchuyah, which is against the Rosh Hashem Ramadan that Shabbos cooking at Nebz Hutra. What's the third answer? The reason why Tosefus is Ribu Shur is good by Yantiv is because why? It's because why it augments and makes it better. It's not Ribui. It just makes it better. Shabbos Yoreh, that's fine. So why is water okay? Why is water okay, Lamaisa? Doesn't make it any better? It's all one entity. Whereas the fruits and the pieces of meat are not entities. Those are Ribu Shur. And in fact, the Mitzvah Skinuch says, a bigger animal, smaller matter, would be Ribu Shur. That's smack against the Ra'ah. Okay. The Meiri, in Ervin, the Dafsam Echetzu and Aleph, and the Ritvah, the Shem Raboisa, write a different svar, which I want you to get down. A different answer to this kasha about mayim. How was the mayim removed? Improved. How was the mayim improved at all? You know what the answer is? By mayim, there is no din of ribu shurim. The whole institution doesn't apply. That's why it's mutter to heat it up to the baby, agav the mother.
Why doesn't it apply?
Good question. The Ritvah says, b'shem rabbeisav, the person fills up the chavis of mayim, even though it doesn't get better. Mayim is not subject to the din. Mayim is not subject to the din. Mayim, there is no issur of ribu ishur. Let's just see, before we get to the svar, the Ritva argues on it. He says, crazy. There's an additional bishul also by water.
Why does the same water doesn't count?
Let's see who argues. The Ritva first argues and he says there is no seventh bishul on adding water. By shchitas behema gedayla ktsira, the Ritva could admit there's no issur. Because it's not all one ktsira, it's all not all one shchita. So we understand that, Lamaisa. Mashenkin Bishul takes a material and makes it a different status. Enzymes, molecules are burnt out. And therefore, the more what? The more chaymer it is, there's more of an isser. So the Ritva argues on this whole Einfalt of the Meiri. Einfalt is an idea. The Meiri and the Ritva and Erevin and Rechadish B'Shem Rabbeisav, even though the Ritva themselves said, by water there's no Isser Ribu Bashir. There's no Isser Ribu Bashir. There's no Isser at all. Okay? You follow me on this? There's no Isser at all. Why is that? And the Ritva himself argues, he says, there's got to be Tosefus Bishul. So what's the Svara of the first Rishonim? Anybody have a svara? Maybe we don't consider it to be ribu ishurim. Because why? It's just water.
It's just water.
That's it. It's just water.
It's not really an answer.
Are you guys familiar with the machlokes in Rishonim and Bishul and Hilchos Shabbos of Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul on water? Do you know there's a region that says Ein Bishul Achar Bishul even by water? What's changed? Once you burn it, once you boil up, the enzymes leave it. It's changed water. But it cooled down. That sheet that says it's different. I'm saying a similar svara here, ribu shiurim. What am I saying by water? Water is water. So, in a sense, what have you done? What have you really done, Mamais? What have you really done? He says, Mime, there's no Isser Ribui Bashir. That's why it's Mutter Lechamen Latinik Agav Ime. It's Mutter to do it because there's no real Isser Ribui Bashir at all. That's what he wants to say. Right? Even though it doesn't get better. It's just, water is water. What are you adding on? You know what I'm saying? You're not really doing so much when you cook water. When you have New York water, which is so clean and good, what are you doing by cooking out the water? It's good water anyway. Okay, that's a different nakuda. But I'm just saying, Lamaisa, regarding what culinary wise. That's what when you said that, Nate, that's the svara. Water is water. What have you done? And the Ritva jumps all over and says, what do you mean, what have you done? You've cooked it. It's been transformed into me cooking. And the more you cook it, the more there should be an issur. Oh. The more water you cook, the more there should be a problem. But the bottom line is, I want you to get down, that there are Rishonim that say that by mine, there is no din of ribui shiurim. And don't ask me from the Gemara and Erevin, because that's why it's mutter. You do an agav the mother because it's mutter. That shita must definitely hold you did it through a yid, because you shouldn't need to do it through a goy then, because you did nothing wrong, right? You had a heta for the mother, right? You had a heta for the mother, then I can add on to that, there's no issue. So a person could do it himself. Halacha l'maisa. So please get that down. This is the chiddush we want to bring out. Yes, quickly, Binyamin.
According to the svara that we just gave them here, then there's no such thing as bishul by water also, because nothing changed in the water.
It's a good question. It's a good question. I think we're going to answer that later in shir.
No, but it turns.
We're going to answer that later in shir. No, we'll answer that later in shir. I'll give you the quick answer. What's the quick answer to that? Nate, what's the quick answer to that? There's a big difference of inyamah between doing a malacha and doing ribu shir. It's weaker. It's like a chetzi shir. You know what a chetzi shir is? You eat a chetzi shir of ham. It's not a full-blown issur. A malach is a full-blown issur. This is not something, it's not the same. That's what I'm saying. There is bishul, but I'm saying this. It doesn't lend itself to ribui shiurim. Because we're dealing with something that's at a lower level issur, and the lower level issur has to what? Has to have some significance. With water, it has no significance. By water, it has no significance, because nothing's really been changed.
But nothing's been changed by the regular stuff.
I'm saying that's not true. When you engage in a real malacha, then even the slight change is a problem. Here, Lamaisa, Ribu Shurim itself as a chiddush has to be something significant. That's the svar I want to bring up.
That's backwards thinking.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not. We'll see.
Action, and that makes the malacha,
no,
that
that's the svar. Malacha never needs is a problem. Malacha is a malacha. The chiddush of Ribu Shurim be diraisa is a lower level of Isra. But that lower level of Isser is only when what? That lower level of Isser is only when it's something significant. By Mayan, it's not significant. That's what we're saying. Okay, this leads us to, quickly, Jonathan.
Okay, so two things.
Quickly.
Yeah. Okay, my first one is that, this might sound a little far-fetched, but maybe you could even say that New York tap water could be rebushy over him, because like Lamaisa, they make better bagels from it, and it is like different than other tap waters, then maybe we could say that if you needed water for one thing for a whole hour, and then or whatever,
and you're cooking the water.
Also,
so it's not a shabach, and innately I'm saying the water's good. That's what I'm saying. Innately. Yeah. Yes.
And also about Shabbos, wouldn't this also apply to different svaras about how liquidy food can be if you heat it up on Shabbos?
Yeah, but water's special. Water's different than other sauces. Water, it could very well be, Lamaisa, that once you cooked it, that's it. Okay? Once you cooked it, that's it. Okay, let's move on to the following now. Guys, let's get this before we sit around inside. Rabbi Kiveger and Erevin with Afsam Ches, Amar Aleph, and the Chsam Soifer by us and in Beyer asked the following kasha.
Where is this?
Rabbi Kiveger is in Erevin and Afsam Ches, and the Chsam Soifer is by us and in Seches Gittin and in Beyer. According to the Ran, The rod holds our Hebrew Shurim is what? Is an issue of the Arisa, correct?
Yes.
Why is it that we matter to a goy to cook water for the tino, agav the emo? Why do you need the mother at all? Why can't you do it for the baby straight up? Why don't you do it for the baby straight up? Both these cases are amir l'nachri on an issue of the Arisa. Yes? You understand what I just asked? What'd you say? I understand, but what's the Ram Shita? Ribu Shurim is what? Is in this a D'Raisa? So what's the difference whether what? Whether you do Bishul D'Raisa or do Ribu Shurim D'Raisa? What's the difference?
One's for a mitzvah, one's for a sacrament
of the we're doing it for the case of the baby, to get ready for the baby. Right. So why does the Gemara say you got to do it through the mother? Yeah, Ribu Shurim is D'Raisa too as well. So what are you doing? Just do it for the baby straight up, and Amir al-Nakhir matters and this is the Arisa. They're both the Suri D'Raisa. That's basically what you were driving at, Binyamin. Okay? What's the difference? According to the Ram, they're both what? Each Suri D'Raisa. Just to keep in mind, though, and give the answers. One of them is a Malacha, one of them is this new institution called Ribu Shur. That's already spilling the beans a little bit to an answer. But that's going to be Kimager's Kasha. So let's give the following Tirutz. Please get it. Number one, Rabbi Kivager writes that maybe the Gemara just meant that you command the goy to cook just for the mother. Just for the mother. We didn't mean to add on water. And if there happens to be leftovers, we'll do it for who? We'll use it for the baby. That's a totally new way to read the Gemara. The Gemara didn't mean to do extra. Don't want you to have a heter to cook for the mother, 5 ounces. Cook another 2 for the baby. And then cook directly only for the mother. And hopefully if there's something left over, we'll use it for the baby. That's what he means to say. What'd you say?
The question is, how do we get water for the baby? And they say, oh, we're bringing water for the mom. You're telling me that not actually doing something for the baby?
Right. I'm saying you understood the Gemara that you're doing extra. Maybe that's a wrong understanding of the Gemara. We're not doing extra. You're cooking straight up 5 ounces for the mother. Hopefully there'll be what? A residue or extra left over for the baby. That's what all the Gemara said. The Gemara never brought us to that institution. It's a very sharp way of reading the Gemara.
If there's no extra, then what?
I guess we'll have to do it again. We have to keep trying the mice. Okay? Eliezer doesn't like it because you're risking so, you know, you have to keep in mind that you haven't done the bris yet. Okay? You haven't done the bris yet. So, basically, what we'll have to do is we would probably have to do it again. Eliezer, right? We would have to probably have to do it again. Find another woman that just gave birth and do it like that. That's what we would have to do. Okay? You think that that's difficult? I hear you. I don't think it's that difficult because the baby is not in the state of Pekuach Nefesh yet. Okay? But I thought it was an ingenious way to read the Gemara. That's number one. Number two. Then Ravina and the Rishash and the Stipler say that Amir al-Nachri is not us at all for a chol. It's a complete hutra. Here that word comes up again. Amir al-Vashal is a hutra. Amir al-Vashal is a complete hutra. And therefore what? And therefore you can be mosif for the what? You can be mosif for the baby. You can be mosif for the baby. And it's very similar to what I just said a few minutes ago. Because Amir al-Nachri for a chol is a complete hutra. Therefore it's a complete hutra, you can be mosif for the baby. Even though we said one's D'Raisa, one is a Malacha D'Raisa, one is Tosef Ribushim is an Issa D'Raisa, there's no Issa D'Raisa here because you're building yourself on a hutra, because you're doing it through a goy name. So if you're doing it through a goy, it's not a problem. It's a hutra. Who's that like? What is that like? It's like Yom Tov, Ochel Nefesh. Remember we said for the Ran that Ochel Nefesh was considered to be completely mutter? It's a hutra? You remember that? Sorry, not the Ran. Tosef Menachos. And the Ran became the Ri. Remember we mentioned that Ochel Nefesh is a hutra? Amir al-Nachri for what is a hutra? So don't give me the cash. Oh, one's a completely, one's an issue of the Arisa, Malacha, one's Ribushim is a Arisa. So why you got to do it agav the Ime? Just do it directly, right? Just do it directly, Lamas, through Amir al-Nachri. What's the difference? The answer is that it's much better agav the mother because she's a chol. So since she's a chol, it's completely hutra. So it's not like we're choosing, you know, one Isra over the other. It's not Isra at all. That's why the mother's, the chol is much better than the for the baby. The baby's not a chol yet. That's the second answer. Third answer. Let's get it. Third answer. The Chasam Sofer by us in Be'ah, and in Be'ah and by us, says like this. And this is what I was telling you before. You cannot compare Mr. Malacha with Ribu Shiur. What is the Isser Ribu Shiur? It's like Chetzi Shir. It's a newfangled Isser D'Oraisa. It is not the same as Ribu Malachas. So in your Mar Bashir, I grant you it's an Isser D'Oraisa, but it's an Isser Kalush. What, how do you spell Kalush? Kuf Lamed Vav Shin. It's a weak Isser. It's like Chetzi Shir. Even though it's an Isser D'Oraisa, it's better to be over the Isser Kalush of Mar Bashir than to do Ribu Malacha. That's why you do the mother, Ayyadeh that. And therefore, it's better, it's usher to say it to the goy directly, do it for the baby, because why? That's a malacha d'oraisa. Oh, but it's mutta b'mar b'shir, which is only the sirkalush. So I'd rather do it through the mother, which makes it mar b'shir, not to do a malacha d'oraisa. That is correct. That is the answer we want to say. And I'm saying by water, lamaisa, that's why water maybe lends itself to say there's no dinner b'mushir by water. Because it's sirkalush. So what are you really doing to water? After all, it's only water, like Nate says, right? Maybe that's the swara. Okay, and what's number four? A fourth teretz. Let's get it. I want you guys to get this. Rabbi Chanan writes, in Be'e Yitzayinav Os Mem Tes, there are two Isurim in Amir Lenachim. What are the two Isurim? Dover, Dover, speaking, asking God to a Malach and Shlichus, that the Maisel relates back to you. Listen to this. You need both. If it's just out, Dover, Dover, would you be allowed to say it on Friday? Yes. Friday afternoon, do it Friday night. It would be us out, Adibur, it's Mutav, Shlichus, it's us. Go the other way. Saturday, you ask him to do it on Saturday night. What's the din? Out Shlichus, what's the din? It's Mutter, out Dover, Dover, it's us because it's Shabbos. Lefizeh, that's what Bachanan says, the difference between Bishol for the baby and Bishol Agav, the mother. Without the mother, how many Yisur am I over when you do Amir al-Nakri? Without the baby, guys, without the mother, how many Yisur would you be over if you did it for the baby? Two, in Isra Amira and Isra Malacha. That's not okay for Mila to be over two Isra. But Agav the mother, there's no Isra in the Amira. Because why? Because she's Pekuch Nefesh. And there's only the Isra of Tosefes Shiurim, which is Mutta Letzarch what? Which is Mutta Letzarch Mila. What'd you say? So neither of them would be over. So it would be, yeah, exactly. So it's better to do it for Agav the mother. I got the mother than doing it straight up for the baby. Because you do it straight up for the baby, you're going to be over two Isurim, correct? The Isur Amir and the Isur Malacha. Right? And that we don't allow a Tzarek Mila. At least by the mother, you only have one Isur. There's no Isur Amira, there's an Isur Tzarek, but that will allow for Mila, yes? That's another reason why it's okay. I can't hear you.
What are those
You're right, but you're asking. But you're right. It's in the, it's a good horror, which is in, it's in the prism of a derabban asking goy to do it. But on the books, you're asking the goy to do a d'oraisa, not a shlus to shlus.
So the actual derabban.
We only allow a double derabban. We only allow a double derabana because lamaisa. We only want to be over two yisur. Even though you're right, they're not doing it. You do it through a goy, but still at the end in the ledger lamaisa correct. It's a ledger, that's why it's better to do it to the mother than the baby. You know what comes out of tremendous chiddush based on this? I'm not posking like this. I want you to tell you and love this stuff. On Saturday afternoon, on Shabbos, the middle of Shabbos, we mutter to tell a goy that on Motzei Shabbos I want you to do Tosefes Ribui Shiurim. Why is that okay? You guys tell me. Because there's no Isser what? There's no Isser of Amira. Why? There's no Isser of Amira, right? Why is there no Isser of Amira? Because there's no Isser of Amira Lapa Malacha. Would be mutter to tell a goy, Lahosif Bashir, the Motzoi Shabbos.
Amir Bahana.
What'd you say? I don't know why would that be mutter? There's no Isser Loba Amira Veloba Malacha. Malacha, I understand. It's Saturday night. What'd you say?
Motzoi Shabbos, there's no Malacha.
No, but it's mutter to tell a goy on Shabbos. Yeah, to be Moses Bashir. I'll tell you why. Because you're not telling me to do a malacha. Is that what you just said?
Meaning, why?
You're telling him to do something that's like an Isser Kolish.
No, I think it's after Shabbos already.
Why is it?
No. You're telling him on Shabbos afternoon, on Moshe Shabbos, I want you to add on to cooked hot water.
Yeah,
cooked with hot water.
At that point, it's going to be after Shabbos.
I know, that's why there's no Isser Shlichus, because the mice is being done on both Shabbos. But I'm saying the Amir is being done on Shabbos. You're talking about profane things, so I'm saying maybe it's only profane things that it's a Malacha. You know what I'm saying? But not lemaisis Tosefus what? Adding on things. Not a malacha. Like Yisrael lo ba'amira v'lo b'malacha. Okay? That's a chiddush lemaisa. That's a chiddush. Who says that's true? Why should double only limit a malachas? Okay, I hear it. It could be. I'm not. That's why I say we wouldn't paskin like that. Okay? So we got the fourth terutzim. We got this core now. Okay. Now lemaisa, this brings us to the following. Guys, look at the rod inside. Aryeh, let's go. Everyone have the rod inside? Let's look at the rod inside. I actually brought a rod. I actually brought myself a band. Let's take a look at inside. I want you to read inside. Now this is Machlech Ron Rajbo. Please get in mind, guys, what we said yesterday, Machlech Ramosha and the Chavetz Chaim about the guns allowing you to carry the tefillin. Right? Rebbe Shurim had different chafats and Machanachan, Chavetz Chaim allows that tzal. Ramosha said it's wrong. It's two different items. It's got to be the same item. Everyone got it? Mew, go ahead. Guys, look inside the Ron. Umiya, go ahead. Umiya, let's go ahead.
Oh.
What did the box say? Vaha. He says Vaha. Oh, you're not allowed to avoid a goy over your Hasan Yantif. Go ahead. You might make a dish for him. Go ahead. Oh, in another pot. Yes? See, Marvin Vishrum is mutter. So what's the problem with what? Doing it for a goy? What's the problem? Because you're going to make a separate dish for him. That's Machem Golakim. If you add on food in the same pot for the Jew and the goy, that's okay. That's all using one swoop, the bishul. Go ahead. So what is that assuming? That Ribu Shurim is mutter. Please follow this, guys. Write this down as an outline. As real. Umiya. Because of the two, that was the diagnosis, or what? Oh, that's sick. The one was a conclusion. Mishum. Beautiful. Go ahead. What's the kasha? What's it clear from the Gemara? That if you have two on one twig and you have three on one twig, which one would you do?
Two.
Obviously you do the two. So what's the takeaway from the Gemara? What's the takeaway from the Gemara, Nate? That Ribu Shum is Aser. So the Gemara Bayah says Ribu Shum is Mutter. You'd put as much meat as you want or enough water as you want, yes? And the Gemara Menachos, the takeaway is Ribu Shum Eliezer is Aser. How did two Gemara square? So steer it to the Gemara Menachos, Gemara Bayah. Go ahead. There it is. Therefore, we have an Isser Rabbana. Go ahead, Abba, what? Only Malchus, there are no din Ribu Shum. Go ahead. Aye, the Gemara Erevin.
Below Kipshila, the gears of the Erevin, the Parakadar. Ahu, Yenuka, the Ishtab, Hamime, also the Kami, the Rabba. Armu, Yishai, the Eme, Yitzhisha, Nikam, Lai, Agab, Eme. Well, my name is Bishabazu. The Alma.
Hava, not Haya. Hava. Go ahead.
The Alma, you, Bishabash, Shari, and Rabbah.
You see that? What even on Shabbos is mutter to do Ribu Shurim? It's unbelievable, Kasha. How can you tell me this is Mr. Rabban Ribu Shurim? Go ahead.
No, Kasha. She quite is your Ayindal. Sham, Femitosos. The Nicham Lay and the Akum.
Wow, it's through a goy. So it's no Kasha. It is us to Rabban on Shabbos. It's through a goy's mutter. Mino and Akhri. The Jew's not doing himself. All right, whatever you hold like the Bahak. Go ahead. Meaning the Bahag and that one line of Tosef Menachos. Go ahead. How could a Jew do that? Isn't there a Sidra Bon Ribu Shurim? Go ahead. Nichlal. What do you see from Tosef? What does the Ron say? You see that what? Even if it's Yisrael do it, it would be okay. Because why? Because it's only Nisad Rabbanon, and in Yontif, since it's Mutter, we allow it. Yeah? Yontif is Nisad Rabbanon, but over there by Mila is a mitzvah of Shabbos, but it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, even Yisrael could do Nisad Rabbanon of what? Ribu Shurim. Everyone got that so far? You got that, Eliezer? This is how you learn it up. Azriel. Lamais. Go ahead. Timieni Aleim. Go ahead.
Timieni Aleim.
Oh, what kind of shy was that? Now look what he says, Da Ilu. Guys are asking me to say her. What does he mean? Let's say he was diagnosed theoretically from one fig. And you brought three on one what? One branch. Yes? What was your choice? Your choice is what? Three on one branch and two and two. Meaning you have one branch has one and one branch has one. What would you do in that case? You
bring one.
It's a double portion. Because Ribu Shurim is only what the Rabbanan. You have two extra though. So who cares? It's only what the Rabbanan. It's a slam dunk. You do the Rabbanan Rice, you do with the Rabbanan. So what was the Shiloh? That was the Kasha we said earlier in Shir. What's the answer? There is no answer, says Iran. Therefore you're wrong. See, that's what I'm saying. That gives me, you know, what I said before. It's in one swoop you do it. If you're just filling it up the second one, the Ron would say there's really no purpose at all, because he doesn't hold that svar of what? That it's pastier. So the Ron would not allow that. You follow what I'm saying? I understand, but he says, I don't think, that's what I'm saying now. By bread, Lamites, it's okay. By bread, it's okay, but by the other ones, not okay. By bread, it's okay.
Lamites. Bread is a bigger tier.
What'd you say?
My bread is a bigger tier.
I'm not sure it's a bigger tier. The
to
big pot?
Take individual loaves and put them on instead of just taking the meat and putting
why,
them on.
So why does he say the Vachim Bitterich Echet Osapta Kamo?
I mean, it's saying, as long as it's all within one tier. Saying,
right. That's what I'm saying, as long as it's in one tier. So I'm saying, if you stop and just filling it up for the fact to get it tastier, that's
right,
not okay.
But that's when it doesn't improve it. If it would improve it, though.
No, the Ron. I'm saying the Ron denies that. The Ron denies the raw.
Why is the bread?
The Gemara only has the tastier by bread. I'm saying. I'm suggesting it's only by bread.
So the taster offsets
the tircha. So the
Ron is saying that meat doesn't have any.
The Gemara never had the notion of tasterness. The Ron will say by other things. That's what I'm saying. Only has it by bread. Doesn't have it by meat and water. That's what I'm saying. So if you say it like that, then Lamites it's more palatable. And there was more doesn't have it, that's why he would argue on the roll. Go ahead. You don't have to be so makbid on it. Mishum. As long as you don't add tirk, it's mutter. It's got to be through God because it's the Raisa. So it's got to be the Raisa because if it's the Raisa, you never allowed a Jew to do it. Okay, what was the answer that we gave? What was the answer? We saved the first answer. Saved the first shita. Everyone forgot it already? What did the Sfas and the Karen Arbor say? That at least when you're doing the two Katsiras, at least you have a heter for it. But the one beer at the end of the list, you had no heter for it. Remember that? At least there's a Havami. Mora says that's ridiculous also. But at least there's a Havami. Lamaisa. That might also depend upon whether you hold it to Hutra or to Chuyi. You follow me? Because if you hold it to Hutra, then you understand why two would be better. You understand what I'm saying, Aryeh? If you hold it to Dechuyah, then you may be in the Maskana, we reject that. I'm saying maybe that depends upon whether it's a Hutra or Dechuyah. Maybe it depends upon whether it's a Hutra or Dechuyah. That's what I'm suggesting. You follow what I'm saying? Maybe it depends upon whether it's a Hutra or Dechuyah. This is what I'm suggesting, Pshat. You hear what I'm saying? That's the territory we want to suggest. Okay? I'm saying we say, as a Havamina, you say have a Hetra. The Hetra's are, we get a Hutra. The Moskona Ravis is ridiculous, it's pshita, it's because it's only the Chuya, and therefore from that perspective, you know what, it's not better at all. You hear what I'm saying? It's not better at all. That's why I want to say the Havamina Moskona would be. Okay, now let's direct it now, we have a few minutes left. Let's direct it now with Tysus, our Tysus. Okay? Let's direct this now to our tesis. What do I mean to say let's direct it? Lamasa, the Gabi our tesis. First of all, remember we said yesterday the Bahag said we're talking about through a Jew? Yes? And it's Meis Leis? Yes? The Isser of Ribu Shurim according to the Bahag is going to be only the Rabbanan. Let's get that down. Therefore, Latzorach Mila, it's Mutter. If it was the Eraisa, we would not allow Latzorach Mila. Taisa says in Menachos as well, like we read it. However, I want to say something not like Aryeh, but I want to suggest you could say something else. Please get this down. Maybe the Bahag holds like the other Rishon that by water there's no Isser of Mosif Shir, like the Miri says. The Miri and the Rifa B'Shim Rabbeis, by mind there's no Isser of Rivui Shir. Why is that by water there's no? Because water is water. You have to work on that. But Lomaisa, maybe that's the reason why Lomaisa, that the Bahag holds. Maybe that's a possibility. That's one Nakuda. Please get that down. The second Nakuda I want to point out, Lomaisa in the Taisis, is the following. The second Nakuda we want to point out in the Taisis works as follows. Okay, we got this? Let's get this down, Lomaisa. Let's get this down. Taisis made a comment, yes? Taisis made a comment by us that you need to come on to watering it through what? Heating it up because of the mother. What does the Marsha say our Taisis holds? Get it down. The Marsha says when we ask her a goy to heat up water for the baby, we only mother that I got the mother, that shows that it's only the Rabbanan. That's what Taisis says in Menachos. Please get it. Why is that show? Because the Isra Minol Menachos is the Rabbanan. It's a Shvus to Shvus. That's Mutter. So the simplest reading of Taisis, like the Marsha, you got it down, Aryeh? That Ribu Shurim is the Rabbanan. So it's not just the Bahag that we're saying is the Pashup Shah. Even our Taisis holds the Pashup Shah. Yes? Even our Taisis holds the Pashup Shah. They both probably hold Ribu Shurim is the Rabbanan. The Rishash, though, please get it, holds in the Karni Reim. The Rishash and the Karni Reim both hold, let's get it down, that our Taisis holds the Ribu Shurim is the Raisa. But Amir Lanak and the Tzor hold is a Hutra. This is what the Karni Reim and the Rishash and the Karni Reim learn Pshat and Taisis. They say, Legabi, the baby, it's not just a chshash shemiyar, but what is it? Your mom is doing it. Your marvin. And therefore, Taisa holds like the Ran that it's an Issa D'Raisa. What's the Raya that it's an Issa D'Raisa? When you shech for a chola, can a bar eat it? Yes or no? When you shech for a chola, can a bar eat it? No, why not? Because you might end up shechting for who? For the bari. That's exeril exeril if you held Ribu Shurim Zdor Abonim. Must be that Taisa holds. Then we're not talking about Yisroel. We're talking about what? Because it's usher for Yisroel to do it. So the Rishash and the Karnarim say that Ribu Shurim is a D'Raisa. That's why you got to do it through a goy and through Agav the mother. Because Amir Lanakr is a Hutra. And therefore, if Amir Lanakr is a Hutra, there's no issue to be Marvin. Like the Ron says, by Yontif, cooking. You follow what I'm saying? Then Taisis is Doiche, says maybe we don't say Hutra, Letzorach Olam. Maybe we only say Letzorach Mitzvah, like Miller, Simchas Yontif, not Letzorach Davrachr. So even though if you hold it to Hutra, maybe there's an Isser what? Even if you hold what? Maybe what you could say is, Nira Kavanasam, Taisis is Daiche, maybe Taisis is saying, maybe you could say that what? Even if Tehutra, there's still Nisim in the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan don't ask the Tzorch Mitzvah. So that's a new way of reading the Taisis. Again, the standard way of reading the Taisis, like the Marsha, the Ribu Shurim is what? The Rabbanan, like the Baha, yes? They both hold it as the Rabbanan. However, the Rishash and the Karnei Reim say no. Maybe you can read Taisis that what? That it's Nisim the Raisa. And the reason why it's okay, because Amir Lagoy is a Hutra. Amir Lagoy is a complete Hutra. So you have two ways to read it. Get this down. What does our Taisis hold? The Ribu Shurim is the Raisa the Rabbanan. Our Taisis. I wrote Taisis Menachos up there. Didn't I write Menachos or I throw a Taisis? So yeah, but our Taisis, according to the Marsha, holds Ribu Shurim the Rabbanan. According to Rishash, Karnei is the Raisa, but there's a Hutra. Then maybe Taisis backs out on that and says what? Maybe Lamaisa. Maybe we don't say where it's a Hutra, Litzmutul Lahosu, but we only do it Litzarach Mitzvah. So if you only do it Litzarach Mitzvah, then it's what? Then it's considered to be what? Then it's considered to be okay, Lamaisa for Litzarach Mitzvah. But it comes out, Lamaisa, that maybe what? Maybe you back out of it and say that Ribu Shurim is Durabonon Lamaisa. Taisa says maybe it's not because of what? Hutra, maybe it's because of Litzarach Mitzvah, and then he goes back to saying it's Durabonon. So even according to Rishash and the Karnei Reim, even though at one point he held the Ribu Shurim was the right side, he's backing out of that. May that's what you can say. But this leads us to the following. Please, let's get it. Lamaisa Tosis Doicha the Sheet of the Bahag. You can't say we're talking about Yisrael, because us in the Arbi Mayim Ayid Yisrael. Yes? So the Marsha asks, I don't understand something. Over there, you're not being marred with the same mitzvah. Here, you're doing the Tzarach of the Cotton to give him a bris. Over there, Lamaisa, Lo Koshim Yahasim Klau. What's the cash over there from the Gemara? What? Dayaday what? Dayaday so Usla Harbos Bishul Cotton. It's us to the marva the water bishvil the cotton. Where do you say that it's us to be marva the water bishvil the cotton? Where's the lashon of Taisus? Taisus says it's us to bishvil the cotton. Yes, menira lo yitochin. Yes, you see the lashon. He says I did so. It's us to marva bishvil the cotton. Why is that? Mechura lo kashim yahasim klal. Over there you're not doing the same mitzvah. You're not doing it over there the same mitzvah. Mavashul lechayim. You're not doing the same mitzvah. You're just trying to save the guy's life. Over here by Mila, there's a mitzvah. So the Marsha and the Maram Shiv say, that's exactly Kavanas HaTaisis. When he says, Shem L'Tzorach Mila, it's Muteris. To be Marvin Issers and Midrabanan, they didn't make exactly L'Tzorach Mila. That's what Taisis says. Not just L'Tzorach Mila, but even Tzorach Yantiv. So it works much smoother than what that Rebu Shum is Drabanan, like the Marsha, the Maram Shiv. The Rishash and the Karnei Reim say maybe it's the Raisa, but what I'm saying is that Lamaisa, even Taisus, according to them, you're going to have to say we're slugging it up and saying going back to saying the Rebu Shurim might be been the Rabbana. Okay, this leads us to the following Nekudit. Let's get it. Let me ask you a question. If Rebu Shurim is the Rabbana, what do you do with Xera? Isn't it Xera Xera? I'm a vassal of Chol of Shabbos. Are you allowed to give it to a Bari? Why not? Because Shema what? Shema Yarbe Bishvilo. What do you mean? It's the Rabbanan anyway. This is a Rashash says a riot to the Ra that Issul Habras is the Raisa. If it's the Rabbanan, it's a Xera that's Asla Bari, Shema Yarbe Bishvilo. You're not allowed to give it to the Bari because it might motivate you to what? Cook more for who? For the Bari. So what's the big deal? That's the Rabbanan. It's Xera L'Xera. Must be the Ra's right that Rebu Shem is the Raisa. That's a Rishash is right. What happens if you hold Rebu Shurim at the Rabbanan? How do you get out of that kasha? So who comes to save the day? The Rashbul. The Rashbul, that's not himself, this kasha. I hold Rebu Shurim at the Rabbanan, so what, isn't it Xer L'Xer? Listen to this, guys. Listen to this answer. What's the answer? Amazing answer. You ready? The Rashbul says, I'll tell you the answer. Rechosh is that after you put the Kedera down in the Eish for the Chola, you're going to add another piece. Bishul the Bari. You're going to add another piece of meat. That's initially right. So, yes, afterwards. Let's say after you put the kedera on the eish for the chol, you're done. You're going to do a separate piece. You're not doing the one swoop thing. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is good. Even though I hold Rebu Shurim is the Rabbanan, but if you stop and do it, that's the right. So, I think that gives you a little bit of an inkling to help us out with that Ron before. What did the Ron say? That Rebu Shurim was what? That was the Rashbam, the old Rebu Shurim Rabbanan. But at least you see, according to the Ron, even though it's in his rice about Anyantif, what? You stopped and did your half a pot, yes? And you don't buy that notion of adding on more for what? For tastiness, then what? Are you left with what? You're left with an Isser. You follow what I'm saying? Because he doesn't hold the notion of tastiness of the Svara. So that comes out to be what? That comes out to be that Chiddush. Comes out to be a tremendous Chiddush. Halach Lamaisa. This is the institution of Rebu Shurim, guys. Springs out of this Taisus. It's amazing Chiddush. This notion of Rebu Shurim. Okay? This notion of the Rebu Shurim. Now, how do we paskin Halacha L'maisa? My impression is that we paskin the Rebu Shurim is the Rabbanan. Not the Raisa. Not like the Ran. That's my impression. That we paskin that it's the Rabbanan. Because it's a big Chiddush to say this concept that it's an Isser Raisa, but it's a newfangled one, but it's an Isser Kolosh. See, the Rabbanan. You know, it's the Rabbanan, much easier. The Pashas is that it's the Rabbanan. Yes? And the Poshup Shah, no doubt, the Chavetz Chaim held it was the Rabbanan. When he allowed you to carry the weapon, which was a Pekuch Nefesh, you're allowed to augment that. Poshup Shah, that might not depend on Huchu Tchuyu, but Poshup Shah, we also Baskin Tchuyu. So the Poshup Shah is that it's the Rabbanan. The Poshup Shah, he's Baskin like the Ron against the Rashba, that in fact it what? That in fact it is what? It is the Rabbanan, not the Raisa. You follow me? Therefore, you can have that extension to the different chafatzim. Allah, Allah, Allah. whether even the Rabbi Shah holds not that way, but he also Pashup Shad held that it was an Issur Wad, an Issur Drabanon as well, not an Issur Diraisa. That's a Pashup Shad. But it's a fascinating what? Fascinating Chiddush here that comes out from this particular din. It's a fascinating, tremendous, tremendous Chiddush that comes out from this din. Okay, let's close with the following. And that is that it's interesting that Lamaisa, I think it's important that you point out, we had the two Chiddushim in Rashi, but I want to just point out to you, you remember we had the Shiloh, Halacha Lamaisa, of Amino Lenachrin and Kol Tarakhu. Are you allowed to ask a goy to muzzle a cow outside the area of Shabbos and Yontif? What's the din? So the bottom line is, if you hold like that Mechilta, where it says what? What does the Mechilta say? That Amino Lenachrin on Shabbos is Diraisa, Kol Malacha Lo Yasa Behem. Doesn't say Lo Teyasa Behem. It says even through a goy, it's also to have it done. That seems like a special pasuk regarding what Shabbos. How can you say Amir Lach would apply a kol to Rakulam? That's a great kasha. That's what the stiper asks. How could you say that according to the Mechilta that it's the Raiser, even if it's the Rabbana, but it's based on a pasuk in Shabbos? How could you expand that? It's amazing kasha. So what's the answer? Because there's two chalakim. What are the two chalakim, guys, in the Isra of Amir Lach? The Isra mitzad, the Malacha not to be done for the Jew, even if he doesn't appoint him. Even if the guy does it himself, and the Isser of what? We once mentioned that. There's an Isser of Amira, or directing to do it. What's the other one? The other one is the Hana from the Malacha. So the Hana from the Malacha. So it's not a problem, Lamaisa. The Isser Amira, Lamaisa. Right? The Isser Amira, and that's the Chiddush that we're saying. Right? The Isser Lamaisa, Amira of Hanoia. That's the one that's on Shabbos. But the Isser of Amira, of telling a goy to do something, that can apply to what? That can apply to what? Kol Tarakula, Lo Yatsas, and the Asiya, and the Hanoi. But on the Amir, that can apply to Kol Tarakula. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, let's stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Police guys are over tomorrow. We got to go fight now. On Sunday and Monday,